World of Sports, and with this update, I'm Craig Routson. Number 11 Michigan State off to its fastest start since its 2015 playoff season, thanks in part to the addition of 20 transfers. Football Bowl subdivision rushing leader Kenneth Walker arrived from Wake Forest and has helped the Spartans take a giant step forward after going 2-5 last year. Lions put standout center Frank Ragnow on injured reserve, another setback for the banged-up winless team. The Lions made the move along with signing linebacker Jesse Limonaire off the practice squad and activating kicker Austin Siebert from the COVID-19 reserve list. Detroit was without tight end T.J. Hackenson and offensive tackle Finelli Sewell in practice on Wednesday. They're expected to give center Evan Brown his first career start Sunday at Minnesota. Two American League Division Series begin Thursday. Top teams in the AL East are squaring off. Red Sox led the division by 4.5 games on July 7th, only to finish 8 games behind the Rays. Tampa Bay won the season series 11-8, despite losing their first 4 meetings with Boston. The White Sox and Astros were separated by just 2 wins as they captured their respective division titles. The changes in the San Diego Padres front office today. Jace Tingle has been fired after presiding over the biggest collapse in franchise history, just a season after finishing second in voting for NL Manager of the Year. General Manager A.J. Preller announced the move 3 days after the Padres finished 79-83. Chicago Bears have a new starting quarterback. After resisting the move, Coach Matt Nagy made Justin Fields the first-string quarterback going forward, moving veteran Andy Dalton to the backup role. Former Ohio State quarterback and first-round draft pick had played against Detroit and Cleveland as the starter, but only because of veteran Dalton's knee injury. Denver Broncos coach Vic Fangio says quarterback Teddy Bridgewater has a chance to practice Thursday. Bridgewater left Sunday's game against Baltimore with a concussion. He said Bridgewater was improving and was cleared to lift weights with the team and attend meetings. John Rahm has made a superb start in his first tournament in the Spanish homeland in 2 years. Shot an 8-under-63 in the first round of the Spanish Open. Rahm started on the 10th hole and was 2 shots behind clubhouse leader Ross McGowan. The Englishman had 8 birdies and an eagle in a 10-under round of 61. And that is our update on the world of sports. I'm Craig Routson. By the way, this bowling action has been reported to us at WLAW. Long Shot Lanes Wednesday afternoon Ladies League. First place is Caseville Family Market with 14 points, followed by Rockin' and Rollin' with 13, and a two-way tie for third between the Young Retirees and Three Amigos. High game went to Loretta Kuhn with a 197. Loretta Kuhn had the high series with a 545. And that is our update on the world of sports. I'm Craig Routson.